This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition and reforms in global governance. This year's gathering carries special significance as it is the first time the summit has been hosted on the African continent. The theme for 2025 is solidarity, equality and sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the three-day summit. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit starting today. PM Modi will present India's perspective on key global issues shaping the summit's agenda. The day's highlights includes Prime Minister holding several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of this summit. The opening session will focus on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, leaving no one behind. The G20, the premier forum for international economic cooperation, plays a critical role in shaping global economic stability. At its inception, the G20 comprised 19 countries and the European Union. The African Union was inducted as a permanent member under India's presidency in 2023. India's G20 presidency has been regarded as a model for addressing global challenges, guided by Prime Minister Modi's vision of an inclusive, ambitious, and decisive approach. India showcased its best practices, values, and cultural heritage, reflecting the ancient philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, One Earth, One Family, One Future. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda flagged off the Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi today, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda highlighted that a series of events have been organized across the country to honor the legacy of Sardar Patel. Mr. Nadda said that five processions will converge from different regions of the country at Sardar Patel's birthplace. From there, a 10-day padyatra will commence towards Kevadia, Gujarat. Industry bodies and consulting firms have welcomed the implementation of four labour codes in the country, calling the move landmark that will boost formal job creation, expand social security, net and streamlines compliance. The president of the National Front of Indian Trade Unions, NFITU, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal said, around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector and the minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of the new labor codes.
This will serve as a foundation stone for achieving our demands that could not be met even 100 years and the global standard that we supposed to be met by 2047. On behalf of our 14 labor organization, we have sincerely congratulate to Honorable Modi ji to take this historic step, which will benefit more than half of the population.
Welcoming the new labor codes, Indian Technology Industries Trade Body NASSCOM said the notification of key provisions marks an important step in India's labor reform journey. India has reaffirmed its dedication to working closely with Asian and Pacific Center for Development of Disaster Information Management, APDIM, of regional partners to reduce disaster and climate risks across Asia-Pacific. Speaking at the 10th session of the APDIM on Inclusive Disaster Risk Data Governance held in New Delhi, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nithyananda Rai emphasized country's commitment to regional disaster, resilience and cooperation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Russian forces will advance further if Ukraine turned down the US peace plan. Addressing senior officials during a meeting of the Russian Security Council, President Putin said the deal can be used as a basis for a final peaceful settlement. The Russian president added that the 28-point plan had not been discussed in detail yet with the United States. In men's cricket, South Africa were 116 for 2 against India on day 1 in the second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.